Hey, so I want to take a family vacation to Italy this summer, and we want to go to Italy, and probably, like, I don't know, we haven't been to Sicily, we haven't been to Puglia. Usually we want to stay in like a 4 or 5 star resort that's not too crazy expensive and has a kids club on the beach. Could you give me a few recommendations?
It sounds like Puglia could be a great fit for your family vacation. Borgo Egnazia is a fantastic option. It's a beautiful luxury resort with a kids club and
Can
access
you
to a
talk
private
faster?
beach. Absolutely. As I was saying, the Casetta Magnifica at Borgo Egnazia would offer a spacious and luxurious stay, perfect for a family vacation. With their kids club and a range of activities, it's ideal
For
for both
that
adults and
room, custom whatever it was, could you like does it usually we want to have like a one bedroom and like some sort of door that divides with like a pull-out couch in the other room so that way we can have some division from where our daughter's sleeping. Does that room have that?
yes, the Casetta Magnifica at Borgo Egnazia is designed to offer plenty of space and privacy. It typically features a separate bedroom and a living area with a pull-out couch, so your daughter can have her own sleeping space. Plus, with the added privacy of a separate door,
How much
it's
does that
ideal.
cost for, like, on average in June?
For a stay in June, the average cost of a Casetta Magnifica at Borgo Egnazia can vary, but you might expect rates to be in the range of several thousand euros per night, depending on the exact dates and availability. It's a premium experience with luxurious amenities, so the price reflects that level of exclusivity.
I mean, that sounds like a lot, but maybe we'll splurge for a vacation. But can you tell me a little bit more about the kids club? My daughter's 4 years old, so I want to make sure that she can actually participate.
Absolutely. The kids club at Borgo Egnazia, known as the Trullaleri Kids Club, is fantastic for children, including 4-year-olds. They offer a range of activities designed for younger kids, like arts and crafts, treasure hunts, and games. The club is well supervised, with professional staff
Is it an all-day
ensuring the
club or is it just the mornings? Because I think we want to be able to have her hang out and have fun all day.
Trullaleri Kids Club at Borgo Egnazia typically offers activities throughout the day, giving your daughter plenty of opportunities to have fun and stay engaged. While specific hours can vary, the club usually runs a full schedule of activities from morning until late afternoon, allowing you to enjoy some adult time while she has a blast.
Do they have a spa there? And how much generally does a like a deep tissue massage for 50 or 60 minutes cost?
Yes, Borgo Egnazia has an award-winning spa called Ver. They offer a range of treatments, including deep tissue massages. The cost for a 50 or 60-minute deep tissue massage can vary, but you might expect it to be around 150 to 200 euros, reflecting the spa's luxury status and the high level of service.
And we're flying in from San Francisco, and like, I don't know, having a bunch of layovers with a 4-year-old is super painful. Could you tell me how long, and what airports and what airlines we'd probably fly to get to there, and what airports are actually nearby?
Flying from San Francisco to Puglia with minimal hassle is definitely a priority. The nearest major airport to Borgo Egnazia is Bari Carol Wojtyla Airport, followed by Brindisi Salento Airport, BDS.
Which is closer?
For Brindisi Salento Airport, BDS, is closer to Borgo Egnazia, about a 40-minute drive away. Bari Carol Wojtyla Airport, BRI, is
So
a
I think
bit
Brindisi
farther.
makes more sense. How long is the flight with like one layover max, or are there nonstop flights between San Francisco and Brindisi?
There aren't any non-stop flights from San Francisco to Brindisi. With one layover, you can expect the total travel time to be around 15 to 17 hours, depending on the airline and route.
So
Common
I'm a United guy, so can you tell me just who flies there on Star Alliance?
For Star Alliance flights to Brindisi, you can consider connecting through major European hubs with airlines like Lufthansa, which operates flights from cities such as Frankfurt or Munich. You could fly United from San Francisco to one of these hubs and then connect to Brindisi with Lufthansa.
And if I fly into Brindisi, like, should I rent a car? Do they have a car service at Borgo?
Renting a car is a great option if you plan to explore Puglia, as it gives you the flexibility to visit nearby towns and attractions. However, Borgo Ignazia also offers a car service for guests, which is convenient if you prefer not to drive.
So I'm a Hertz guy. Does Hertz operate at Brindisi, or would I have to go with somebody like Sixt or Europcar or something?
You're in luck. Hertz does operate at Brindisi Airport.
What cars do they have there?
Hertz typically offers a wide range of vehicles at Brindisi Airport, from economy cars to luxury sedans.
Do they have EVs?
Yes. Hertz has been expanding its electric vehicle fleet, so it's possible they may have EVs available at Brindisi Airport. Availability can vary, so it's a good idea to check in advance and reserve an EV if that's what you'd like.
Okay, and let's say we want to go to Borgo, we want to do that for like 3 or 4 nights because it's super expensive, and then maybe we want to do something else afterwards. Is there, like, we've never taken a European cruise before. What's the closest cruise port, and what's a good, 4 or 5 day itinerary out of that port?
For a cruise after your stay at Borgo Ignazia, the closest major cruise port is Bari, about an hour's drive from the resort. Bari is a popular starting point for cruises in the Adriatic and Mediterranean. For a 4 to 5 day itinerary, you might find cruises that explore destinations like the Greek islands, with stops in places such as Corfu, Santorini, or Mykonos.
Which cruise lines operate out of there? I tend to be like a Royal Caribbean guy.
Royal Caribbean doesn't frequently operate out of Bari, but they do have cruises departing from nearby ports like Venice or Civitavecchia.
Venice is a long way. Who operates out of Bari?
Costa Cruises and MSC Cruises are the main operators out of Bari. They offer various itineraries, including trips to the Greek islands, Croatia, and other Mediterranean destinations. These cruises typically last between 4 to 7 nights, giving you a nice mix of relaxation and exploration.
Am I going to be out of place with my family there because we're American? I feel like most cruises that leave on Costa are like mostly Europeans who probably don't speak English as a first language.
You'll find a mix of nationalities on Costa and MSC cruises, with many Europeans, but you're certainly not out of place as an American family. Both cruise lines cater to international guests and have English-speaking staff. Announcements and programs are usually in multiple languages, including English, so you should feel comfortable and welcome.
And I guess my last question, so for Borgo, I just thought of the fact that, like, I don't know, it's a long way out to book. What's their cancellation policy usually?
Borgo Ignazia's cancellation policy can vary depending on the type of booking, the time of year, and the rate you choose. Generally, they offer a range of options, from flexible rates with free cancellation up to a certain date before arrival, to non-refundable rates that offer a discount. It's always a good idea to carefully review the cancellation terms before booking, or contact the resort directly for the most accurate information.
Actually, if I have a bunch of Marriott points, like, what's the closest Marriott resort that's kind of kid focused to Borgo, if we still want to go to Puglia?
The closest Marriott property to Borgo Ignazia that's also kid friendly is the Marriott Resort San Domenico House, located in the same area of Savelletri Puglia. While not a traditional resort, it's part of the San Domenico Hotels group, which includes family-friendly amenities and access to activities suitable for children.
How much does that one cost a night in June?
The rates for the Marriott Resort San Domenico House in June can vary, but you might expect them to be in the range of several hundred euros per night, depending on the room type and availability.
I mean, it's a lot cheaper, so maybe we do that for most of the time, and then maybe stay at Borgo for like 2 or 3 nights and splurge, and then do a cruise, which will probably be cheaper.
That sounds like a fantastic plan. You can enjoy the luxury and unique experience of Borgo Ignazia for a few nights, while also taking advantage of the more...
So if I just want to book this, right? We just planned this entire itinerary out. When are you going to be able to book this for me?
I can't make bookings or reservations for you, but I can definitely help you with more advice or information as you plan your trip.
Where should I book
when
this?
When you're ready... It's a good idea to book your trip as soon as you're sure about your dates.
No, where, not when.
Oh, got it. You can book directly through the Borgo and Yazia website or through major travel booking platforms like Marriott's website, which includes their luxury collection, or other online travel agencies like Expedia. For the Marriott Resort San Domenico House, you can book through Marriott's website or other travel sites. And for cruises, it's best to go through the cruise line's website. We're a travel agent.
Okay, awesome. I mean, I look forward to you just being able to book this for me, and I don't have to deal with all of that nonsense.
It would be pretty convenient, wouldn't it? Until then, I'm here to help you navigate the planning and make it as smooth as possible.